did not participate in practice. Aaron Williams with ribs. Stevie Johnson's obviously non-football related. You know, I haven't had any contact recently with him, so I can't really update that situation. Limited participation in practice. Obviously, Jackson with his ribs, Manuel with his knee. Full participation in practice with Goodwin with a knee, Lewis with a left shoulder, Thad, and then Kyle Williams with his Achilles. And both quarterbacks participated in practice. Both quarterbacks participated in team, okay? EJ did look improved today and was still in the process of making a decision on how we're going to move forward.
Disappointed you weren't able to get outside because of the weather?
No, here's exactly what happened. We had the tarp on the field. We're all ready to go. We know the weather in New England. It's supposed to be 45, you know, chance of rain. You know, when you take the tarp off and the participation and being able to brush the field, I was still a little backed up as far as, you know, putting, you know, getting EJ out there and working, you know what I'm saying, on that type of field, you know, where the conditions are a little bit more slippery. Along with some other guys that have some bumps, Now, if the weather report for Saturday was going to be, you know, snow and something, then I probably would have, that would have trumped for me to go outside. I always like to get outside and play in the conditions we're playing with. But, you know, sometimes that decision process, you got to kind of weigh, you know, the risk involved.
What do you need to see from EJ going forward?
I just want to see the confidence to be able to, you know, do the things that we're asking him to do to win the game. And that's a responsibility that, you know, that's where it gets a little tough, you know, where you got to make tough decisions. You know, the responsibility of, you know, the player that wants to play and go in there, and you have the responsibility of the team, and not just EJ, but anyone, of saying, okay, is he ready? You know, no different than, you know, if Aaron Williams or Fred or whoever it may be, you know, would come to me.
How important could it be for, in terms of his confidence, if he were able to play heading into next season?
How important would it be for his confidence with him being ready to play as we go into next season? I don't know. I look at it more just development of playing. I think he's fine from a confidence standpoint, meaning, you know, where he is, what he needs to improve on, where he needs to get better. Obviously, if he goes out there and plays and wins, I think he'd feel better about where he is. I think if he went out there and didn't play well, he would be disappointed. But I don't think this game would be able to label his feelings, okay, as far as how he views his confidence. His confidence is extremely high on the things he needs to work on and get better at.
How far would it go in labeling your confidence with him if you were able to play?
It wouldn't. I have all the confidence in the world in him.
So your mindset is what going into tomorrow?
As far as a win a game.
Quarterback decision. They look tomorrow or what?
I think it's, you know, again, it's not easy. I think, you know, people can look at things and say, hey, this is an easy decision of what you want to do. You know, because of the, you know, because of the fact, and obviously we're taking, you know, we're getting reps and everything and looking at it. It's not as easy as people think. You know, there's a lot of things that go involved with, you know, stability. Is it stable enough to do what we want to do? You know, field conditions, weather, you know, how's the game plan? How does he know it? You know what I'm saying? The confidence level of, you know, the team, you know what I'm saying, and doing it. So I think there's a lot of things, you know, that go into that decision. But it's not easy. It's one that, you know, I think about, you know, quite a bit because of the importance of that position.
Is there a factor that, you know, like Mike Shanahan's decision is totally different, but, I mean, you know, you don't want a guy, you know, being hurt, getting hurt and having to rehab in the offseason?
I always thought about it as, you know, we're in a position where we have to win. So we're going to do everything we can to have the best players out there to win. I think it's a decision where it would be tough to defend, you know. I mean, I'd be able to go up there and say, hey, here's a decision I made. Now, after the game, there can be a lot of things, you know, that you can write about. In other words, just like you said, Mark, you know, hey, If he, the kid goes out there and plays and re-injured, why do they play him? You know what I'm saying? If the kid goes out there and you know, does well, then everyone's like, wow, that's great. You know what I'm saying? So either way, you can take either way of it. I don't necessarily think about that, you know, when you're making those decisions of, okay, what happens if this happens or that happens? How is it going to be viewed? What are people going to think of your organization? You know, I really think of it of my responsibility is putting the best players out there at any position where we have an opportunity, you know, to win. And I really think of it that way, because I think if I start thinking of it any other way, I don't think you could always make the best decision.
Would you be in a position to rule out Aaron Williams at this point, or are you at that point yet?
I'm close, but, you know, it's a process. You know, it's a process. You know, he's one player that, you know, like I do most of these players, you feel for, because not to take anything away from any other player, but it kills Aaron Williams not to be on that field, practicing with his teammates.
So do you think it's likely you'd tell the guys and not decide on the starter after tomorrow's practice, or might you even take it longer than that?
It all depends on, you know, when I go back, because the thing you do is when you watch practice and you go back and you look at it, you know, I thought today my initial process was you know, he looked better and looked good. Now I'll go back and I'll look at it. I mean, that's how I feel, you know, and I'll look at it. And I think, you know, the earlier I can make a decision, I think it's the better it is for the team. And that's the way I've been. That's how I approached it all year. This way the team knows what we have going into it. The earlier that we can make a decision, I think the better it is for our football team. I truly believe that.
You mentioned the other day about New England not beating themselves. You guys are... I don't know, somewhere in the top 10 in penalties, 8th or 10th or something like that. Just what is your thought on the rate of penalties, and have you seen improvement, or how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think I look at penalties this way. You know, obviously I look at it from a standpoint of unforced errors first, meaning, you know, the things that you do have true control of that don't happen during the course of a play. So I look at that, and those are inexcusable. You know, okay, those should never happen, whether it's from a player standpoint or even us as coaches, you know, have a chance, you know, to create penalty situations. The next thing I do really honestly, because I've been through all these studies with penalties, is I just look at it from the game. You know, if we're at 10, which is obviously extremely high, and the other team's at 10, you can kind of see the way the game was officiated. You know, if you're at 4 and the other team's at 4, you can see it. If you're at, you know, 10 and the other team's at 2, there's a problem, you know, of what you've done. So I don't know if I necessarily look at I do look at the individual statistics of penalties, because I do think it's part of, obviously, winning and losing. But I look at it, the next step is I look at it as far as what the game was. And I think when you look at our games, I think they've been pretty consistent of, you know, the amount of penalties. It hasn't been, you know, one or the other, even though in our first game in New England, I think it was extreme. You know, we had a lot of penalties, and they had, I think they had 0 at halftime, and we had a couple, and then they might have gotten 1 or 2. But at the end of the day, there was a big difference. And, you know, that's where, you know, they've done a good job from that standpoint as a team. And that's where we have to do a great job against them.